Coming to you from the great American Southwest, from our studios in suburban Fort Worth, Texas, this is the Dirt Wasp Podcast. I'm your host, Todd Hulsey. Thanks for joining me today. I really appreciate it. Thanks very much. You know, I say the same thing every time I record one of these. I guess it makes it easy for me to remember, but probably not all that interesting for people listening in. But thanks for listening in. Today's episode is going to be a short one, but I did want to announce on the podcast that my book regarding warriorship has been printed and is issued and is available for folks out there. And the book came out of a podcast that I recorded called On Warriorship. And that podcast was a result of being invited by Randall Davis of the Kung Fu Conversations podcast to join a number of other podcasters to discuss the topic of warriorship. And several other podcasters, all of whom have a martial arts podcast, have chimed in and have recorded their episodes, and others are still on the way in recording episodes on this topic. And when I was preparing for that episode, I didn't want to be just, you know, Todd bloviating about a topic and, you know, just pontificating my opinion out there. I actually did research on the topic, and I ended up writing a six-page typed, single-spaced outline for that show, for that episode. And when I put the episode up, I had this outline in my hand, and I was thinking, you know, someday I will no longer pay the podcast hosting site to have the podcast episodes on the internet. Once I stop paying them, those episodes disappear. So unless somebody records one or downloads an episode or episodes to their device or their desktop or whatever, they'll be lost forever. And I thought, you know, if this is a topic in which there's enough interest that several martial arts podcasters are going to chime in on the topic, led by Randall Davis, of course, and his invitation to podcast on the topic, I thought, you know, perhaps this can be passed on in some other way. And I was thinking to myself, like, well, what am I going to do with this? It seems to be, it might help somebody somewhere. And I don't know what to do with it. And I was thinking about my kids, actually. I was thinking, you know, right now, both my kids are in college, and you know, they're starting to live their own lives independent of their mother and I. And I was thinking, you know, maybe this outline would kind of, sometime in the future after I'm dead and gone, it'd be my voice kind of speaking to them about something that I never talked to them about. Frankly, they're not interested in it. You know, maybe it's something I can pass down to them as something that, you know, I know a little bit about, just a little bit about, and again, and, you know, get to know me a little bit better and differently than they know me as their dad. And then I was thinking, well, you know, nobody, what are they going to do with a copy of a six-page outline? That's kind of lame, you know? So I started to think about, is this information that anyone else would want to hear about, know about, see? I don't know. And then I just decided, you know what? I'm going to write a book. And so I did. I wrote a book. And that book is called On Warriorship, A Guide for Your Warrior Path. It took me about 2 years, I think, to write this book. And, you know, I've never written a book before. And for it, I did quite a bit of research. I mean, it's got a pretty good bibliography in it of materials that I used as a source. Again, I didn't want it to be just me and my bloviating BS. I wanted it to come from a place of, where there's some foundation to the things that I wrote in the book. And so, like I said, it's got a fairly extensive, it's more than 2-page bibliography, and I have bibliographic notes and things. The reason I'm bringing that up is because this isn't just my opinion, some guy out here that none of you, well, most of you anyway, I know a couple of you know me personally, but that most of you have never met before. And who is this guy? And I'm just a regular guy anyway. So I did want to do some academic type research and, so I could put out a book that actually had, what I think is a fairly meaningful message. Now, on the topic of warriorship, I mean, people can approach it from so many different ways, and I'm sure everybody out there has a different definition of warriorship. There's probably somebody listening to this, who thinks that, why do we even need warriors? Who would want to be a warrior? What's a warrior? And so I try to speak to those things in this book, and it's not very long. After going through the editing process with the book editor, it's shorter than it was originally in the original manuscript, but it's a lot better now. And so anyway, this book, it's really a guide, and it just as it says in the subtitle, and it's not the guide, because I don't believe there is such a thing as the guide to warriorship. Because as I discuss in the book, warriors are as different as the time and place in which they come from. And warrior can be applied to different walks of life, not just fighting wars. And for example, which I also use in the book, is what about a cancer warrior? Somebody who is, a researcher trying to find a cure for cancer. And they, really grinding it out in the laboratory, trying to work on a cure or a better treatment than chemotherapy, for example. And these, people have been called, cancer warriors. And maybe that's applicable. Certainly, a Greek hoplite, a Roman legionnaire, an infantryman throughout the ages, regardless of what country the infantryman was from, certainly is a warrior. We had the warriors of the Native American, the indigenous Native American tribes, for example. We have the warrior, the U.S. Marine, 82nd Airborne Division soldier, the Green Beret, for example. All of these are warriors. And back when I entered law enforcement in 1988, I was hired due to funding from Congress to fight the war on drugs. And it was, we kind of laughed about it, but people, said, well, you're drug warriors. Well, because, the war on drugs and everything. And like I said, we kind of thought that was more humorous than descriptive, but the term warrior has been applied to different people in different walks of life. And while I am admittedly biased toward the military warrior, I spent 39 years in military uniform. And so I'm quite biased towards the military warrior. I will say that, I've been to a couple of shitholistans around the world. But as an intelligence officer, my assignments, including the, in the Middle East, have really been in the rear with the gear, and I've never said otherwise. I am not, recon ranger, Charlie Commando or anything like that. I'm not. I'm an intelligence officer. A lot of what I did was not to be discussed, but was not anywhere close to the front line. And so as far as my own warriorship, yeah, just being there and doing the job that I did. And of course, as a federal law enforcement officer, I've been through my share of doorways serving warrants. I would say that in my life, I've never done anything heroic. You know, I don't consider myself to be anything special, but I do consider myself to be someone who answered his country's call. I served in Latin America as a federal narcotics agent. It hasn't worked out all that well for, you know, a handful of American drug enforcement agents who have served in Latin America. I answered the call. I went to the Middle East to answer the call. I was on the Los Angeles Safe Streets Task Force. We did a lot of warrants in the Los Angeles metro area for violent crime warrants. And my partner was an LAPD detective. A great guy, by the way, excellent police officer, really fantastic. But, you know, so, I mean, I think I've done my part, but nothing spectacular. I mean, I did my job. I did my job. But still, I mean, the 39 years in uniform, the over two decades of carrying a badge and a gun, I think informs my point of view. At least one point of view. And that's why On Warriorship, a guide for your warrior path, is a guide. It's not the only guide. It's not the definitive guide. In fact, I don't know if there's any other books out there, but if somebody wrote On Warriorship, the definitive guide to your warrior path, I would raise an eyebrow about that because, again, warriors are as different as the time and place in history they come from, but they're also the same. The same people who are American infantrymen today are the same type of people who were Roman legionaries 2,000 years ago, Greek hoplites 3,000 years ago, you know, an infantryman in the Sumerian army 5,000 years ago. It's the same people. I mean, if you look at, you know, World War II photos, before D-Day, for example, before the Normandy invasion, it's been said by multiple people, it says the names are different, but the faces are exactly the same. And that's the truth. So warriors are as different as the time and place from which they came, but they're also the same because the same kind of person takes up the mantle of warriorship. And so I have this book, and what's written on the back cover, I'll read it to you. It kind of synopsizes what the book is about and kind of where it's going without, you know, giving the book away. But book's about 113 pages, 115 pages or so, you know, including the index bibliography, the glossary, et cetera, et cetera. So let me read this to you. This is what On Warriorship, a guide for your warrior path, is all about. While the warrior is necessary to fight wars, warriors are also necessary to fight the good fight in solving mankind's intractable problems, big and small. The warrior serves something greater than themselves and does so with honor. Primarily, it is selfless service performed with honor that distinguishes the warrior from the non-warrior. Ancient warriors lived by a code, as does the modern warrior, and that code is central to the very being of a warrior. Without a personal code, the warrior is missing an essential touchstone of warriorship. What guides me as a warrior? The warrior code is the warrior's ethical, moral, and martial compass that points the way for the warrior who is walking the warrior's path. On Warriorship, a guide for your warrior path, gives you, the reader, a concise, plainly written, yet systematic pathway to follow in becoming a warrior or to become a better warrior as you walk along your warrior's path. So that's the description of the book on the back of the book. And let me tell you where you can find the book. You can find the Kindle version, the paperback version, and the hardcover version on Amazon.com. You can find the paperback version at BarnesandNoble.com, Bookshop.org, ThriftBooks.com, BetterWorldBooks.com, and if you're in Sweden, Bokus.com, B-O-K-U-S.com. And there is there's a couple others. There's a, if you just Google on warriorship, a guide for your warrior path, there's a Czech, as in the Czech Republic bookstore that comes up online. And there's one that's in French, but it appears to be a Chinese website. So I'm not going to give that to you, but you can just Google on warriorship, a guide for your warrior path. And the booksellers will come up. Obviously, Amazon and Barnes and Noble being the most popular. So it's out there for sale. The hardcover is $14.95. The paperback's $9.95. And the Kindle edition's $4.95. Although if you have one of the Kindle subscription services, Kindle, I don't even remember now. Should have written that down. But you can read it for free. And also have it on Kindle. If you have a Kindle, you might be able to even read it for free for a limited time. You can also borrow it, I think, and then without paying for the Kindle edition, the ebook. So I encourage everyone who's listening to this to go get a copy at Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, ThriftBooks.com, et cetera, There is an audiobook that is in pre-production right now. So there will be an audiobook forthcoming. And that's a few months away. My narrator is a nationally syndicated radio talk show host who's a busy guy. And so he'll be recording chapters as he gets around to it, and then get it out there on Audible, which is Amazon's audiobook platform. Anyway, I just wanted to make an announcement about the book being out. Again, the book is called On Warriorship, A Guide for Your Warrior Path. And, I appreciate you for listening to this episode. I appreciate you for listening to this podcast. And I'd really appreciate it if you buy a copy of the book. And if you do and you read it, don't hesitate to tell me what you think. You know, I really want to know. So it's not a difficult read. It's a quick read. It's meant to be with a little fluff. And just, to the point, how to be a warrior, how to be a better warrior. So anyway, that's it for now. I appreciate everybody listening. And, until next time, be well, be safe. Adios.